Thanks be to Brother Peter for that lovely reading. One of the sentences that caught my attention in that reading is this: the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. Wow. Isn't that awesome to know? That Jesus has that sense of pride that can only come from deep at the heart of family life. He's my brother. She's my sister. All week long, I've been singing, "He ain't heavy, he's my brother." If you know that Neil Diamond, Old Holly song, it actually came from a Scottish pastor who told a story about a little girl who was trudging along, struggling mightily to carry a boy who was clearly younger than she was, but almost as big as she was, down the street. And when he remarked to her how heavy that boy must be for her to carry, instantly came her reply, "He is not heavy, he is my brother." In the 1940s, those words, adopted into "He ain't heavy, father, he's my brother," were taken as the slogan for the Boys Town Children's Home by its founder, Father Ed Flanagan. There's something so powerful about a brother's love that sticks with us to the end in a way that nothing else can. Haven't there been times in all of our lives where we've wished that someone could have stepped in to protect us from some bully by saying, "He's my brother, she's my sister, leave her alone"? Some of us have been fortunate to have brothers like that. Louis Zamperini was one of the fortunate. You might know his story from the novel Unbroken or the movie that came out not long ago. As a young teen, Louis was a juvenile delinquent who'd gotten himself in trouble so many times it was doubtful he'd graduate from high school. But when the principal banned him from athletics his freshman year for stealing tickets to home games, Louis's brother Pete stepped in. And he went to the principal's office to talk to the principal and ask him to rethink his decision about Louis's punishment. He told the principal that what Louis needed most was some way to get attention in a healthy way so that he'd stop doing all the shenanigans that had been getting him attention in all the wrong ways. So the principal gave Louis a chance because his brother stood up for him. Pete knew Louis could run because he was always running to keep one step in front of the law, so Pete signed Louis up for track. At his first meet, Louis ran the 660-yard race, and he came in dead last. Huffing and humiliated, he ran straight off the field and under the bleachers to hide. People in the stands were tittering as he ended the race. And Pete heard the coach say under his breath, "That kid belongs anywhere but in a foot race." And all Pete said was, "He's my brother." And from that day on, Pete became Louis's most devoted fan and his coach, forcing him to do the hard work of training, coaxing him on when he felt down and out, never faltering in his encouragement and his love. And in just 4 more years, Louis Zamperini was running in the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, Germany, with 100,000 spectators, including Adolf Hitler, watching from the stands. Louis was a quivering, nervous mess. But thinking about Pete and the conversations that they'd had sitting in their bedroom back home together spurred him on to finish the race and gave him strength in the trials that were still to come in his so young life. That's what brothers do. They know us so completely that they can fully understand our suffering. They battle against anything that threatens us, and they have the uncanny ability to really bring out the best that's in us. The writer of Hebrews sees that God, in God's wisdom and deep desire to be in relationship with us, sent Jesus as a brother into our human reality so that he would know fully in the flesh what it was to live a life like ours. Irenaeus, an old church father, said, "Our Lord Jesus Christ became what we are, that he might bring us to be even what he is himself." Makes me think of Pete Zamperini. He had so many letters on his jacket, they practically didn't fit. But he helped his brother become what he already was. Jesus was sent to pioneer the way of our salvation, blazing the way to God for us, with us. We're in this together. We are not in this alone, not a single one of us. Jesus, the writer of Hebrews tells us, is perfectly capable for the task, and he was made perfectly capable through human suffering. First, his suffering means that Jesus really understands us. He identifies with us. Now, you might remember if you were here last week that we talked a little bit about the Hebrews sermon actually being crafted to a people that were not only shaped by Hebrew Jewish history, but also shaped by powerfully by Greek philosophy and Greek ways and teaching. Well, the Greek gods were detached from the people, living high above them, lording it over them, manipulating them for their own purposes, but not our Christian God. Our God chooses to identify with us by getting close to us, by becoming one of us, having all of the experiences that we do. Second, through his human experience, Jesus sympathizes with us. William Barclay put it beautifully, saying, "It is almost impossible to understand another person's sorrows and sufferings unless we have been through them. A person without a trace of nerves has no conception of the tortures of nervousness. A person who is perfectly fit has no conception of the weariness of the person who is easily tired or the person who is never free from pain. A person who learns easily often cannot understand why someone who is slow finds things so difficult. A person who has never known sorrow cannot understand the pain at the heart of the person into whose life grief has come. A person who has never loved can never understand either the sudden glory or the aching loneliness in the lover's heart." Before we can have sympathy, we must go through the same things that the other person has gone through, and that is precisely what Jesus did. Finally, because he understands, Jesus can really help us. He is acquainted with our sorrows. He has experienced our temptations. He knows, therefore, exactly what we need. And because he is one with God, he can provide it. He will run the race with us. His words will speak encouragement to us in the bleakest of circumstances. His love will help us get up and keep going, even when we have no energy of our own for putting one foot in front of the other. That is our God. He is our brother. So on we go, the song says. His welfare is of my concern, no burden is he to bear. We'll get there. For I know he would not encumber me. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. If I'm laden at all, I'm laden with sadness that everyone's... If I'm laden at all, I'm laden with sadness that everyone's heart isn't filled with the gladness of love for one another. Amen.